with Israel, but let me just mention something here in this prophetical verse, just for the reason of sacrifice and service. And he shall confirm the covenant with men for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause, note, the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. All right, now let's go to the book of Leviticus. Chapter 2, verse 1. Now, what we have here is the instructions on how to give to God an offering. And he is instructing just what to do. There were five offerings. Why five? Why not seven? Seven of everything else. But the very fact that you must give an offering shows that man needs help. It shows his utter helplessness and so forth. And his imperfection. Now in the first chapter of Leviticus, it's talking about the offering here of the first offering. This symbolizes the sacrifice of deity, sacrificing his offering. You say, well, why? Simply because there would be no other sacrifice that's good home for our sins. It speaks of the God part, the deity part here of this unique one called Christ. The second chapter refers to his humanity, so perfectly fused as our elder taught us the other night. It was one glorious unit. Now notice, here in these offerings, we find you could not offer the first unless the second went along with it. The second would not make it by itself.
Right.
The only reason you could offer the second was because there was first a burnt offering. But along with that, there had to be a meat offering. Not that it was made out of animal meat, but it was simply made out of meal.
It was fresh. It was the growing here of your wheat.
And he wanted this done. And so, now this is two parts of one transaction. It's two parts. First of all, let's just consider, and now, folks, what are the ingredients of the offering? You all know. Certainly, you've studied your Bibles, and you read through the part of the Bible, of course, sometimes it gets a little rigid, and it reminds us of a telephone directory. It seems to just be names and all, but there's so much in this book for us. And there's so much that God's church needs today. First of all, in the offering, he said, I want you to present this meat offering. And they came and they had to take it. First, he had to get it, and he had to bruise it, and he had to work at it. And what he did was first take flour, just the flour. That's the first ingredient. And there's only four. But took the flour, and they had to beat it. And they had to bruise it. The Bible mentions that bread corn is bruised. And I'll tell you what. We can never be effective for God until we're bruised. I have stood back and watched you be bruised. There's been times when I wanted to rush to your side, when I watched the bruising going on. And I brought you sad news a time or two. And I've gone home and quietly sat there and said, God, help him. Help him not to lose his way. But he is going through the pummeling, the bruising. You will get through life, Elder, and there will be bruises and contusions and lacerations. I watched him bruise you for the last number of years. And I watched him stand.
Uh-huh.
I watched that bulldog spirit rise up. Some people read it wrong. But I know what was going on. I walked by his place many times and listened to him groaning and praying. But God could never have us as we ought to be Our service would be of no account at all unless, first of all, the corn was brewed. Praise the Lord. Somebody says, God shouldn't be in your group. We all seem to be riddled and shout through. Let us alone. Let me approve.
All right.
God wants to use, and God wants to do something for.
Yes.
You let him walk on it.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Yes. Whatever it takes to go to heaven. I'll never forget a sermon you preached about Gethsemane and go to Reynolds. You said you didn't really know if you'd been there yet. You don't know what it's going to take. You look like we've been there a lot of times, but now then God takes us to one bigger match, you know. I don't know what's all involved in getting through, but God used me in the heaven. I'll never forget reading about one of the martyrs in Fox's Book of Martyrs. That old man got up when they were taken into the stake and igniting the blankets below. And here they were, you know, he said, God, just take me. Let them bruise me. Let me be the brand. Praise God. Somebody will eat me. Just let me be bread for somebody to eat.
Oh.
I don't care what they say about us. I don't care what they do to us.
Yes.
But remember, you'll be somebody's food.
Yes. Amen. Oh.
Hallelujah.
That's the sustenance of the church today.
Oh, hallelujah.
When you think of those who died in the faith and who stood through,
right.
They cost blood, sweat, and tears to get this far.
Amen.
Yes. Praise God. Praise God. That's what it does. Well, Jesus was bruised. He was tempted in all points, like as we are yet without sin. And secondly, it also said it had to be fine meal. That is, no unevenness. You know, I noticed that we excel in some things, and yet in the things in which we excel, we even fail in those. I not only fail in my weak points, but I fail in the things that I should excel in. Isn't that right?
Right.
You take all the apostles, Peter, Paul, the rest, and they did the same thing. Moses, meekest man, and he should have said he was it. And so on.
Yeah.
But there we are. But all I'm talking about is numbers tonight. There's something about Jesus. There's no unevenness in him.
Yeah.
He all the same, find me.
Right.
Yesterday, today, and forever.
Hear that.
Thousands of critical eyes ever watched him as he began to walk our globe. Many years ago, they tried to find fault in him, but they had to admit no fault in him. I mean, all of his ministry, and even as he hanged upon that cross, there is no fault in him. I don't see a fault in him. God's glad that he's not uneven. Up today and down the bottom, not yet. What else here? It said the next thing was oil.
Yeah.
Praise God, and you know, part of that. Well, some men they had, they baked it in an oven. Some people had ovens, some maybe put it on a little old pan. If it's in an oven, you needed oil all through it, got it all worked out in there. If it's just in a big old pan, you put it down, put it right on it, you know, fried it in there. But you gotta keep style and just went at it. Well, let me tell you. Of course, the oven spoke of the suffering of Christ that was hidden from the view of man, and only God could see. And the part that was in the pan was the part that all mortals could see. There's some that we saw or can see through this book, but there's a part that only God Himself knows what He suffered for you and me. That's why I love His mercy.
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God. Don't complain about what it costs to be a Christian. It's just reasonable.
Right.
It's just reasonable, sir. Oil. Let's speak to the Holy Ghost. How much you can go through the Bible, we can see that Jesus went in the Spirit. He said, the Spirit is upon me, anointing me to preach. The oil is upon the man. But on the day of Pentecost, I'm so glad that we got our oil. And that's what made us what we are.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, it don't do any good to suffer. It don't do any good to go through problems unless you have the oil of the Spirit of God.
Amen. That's right.
Quickly.
Then the next ingredient was frankincense. I shall not carry on. But there was a fragrance about him, and I don't mean to be offended if I mention it. But I tell you what, he's all together.
Yeah.
I love his smell. I love his sweetness. I love to sing songs about him who is all together. Frankincense is one of the most enduring scents they have in that region. And it is brought out more perfectly under fire. But under stress and strain and pressure, he behaved himself like the God he was.
Amen.
And how the pages of his blessed book shine. Praise God before me as I read and I see the frankincense thereof. Beautiful, fragrant, pleasant. And it says, with that frankincense, don't bring any honey. Frankincense is one thing. That's a sweet smelling savor to God. But honey, it speaks of human sweetness. We have a lot of human sweetness. I've seen a lot of it until I preached the book.
Woo!
And they lost their human sweetness.
Yeah.
Well, they lost it. Praise God. But every now and then, there's some old saying out there, when you preach the gospel to them, they'll come and say, please tell me what it'll take. Every now and then they'll come and say, preacher, am I doing all right? I've got to make it. Am I pleasing you? I said, yes, mother, you're pleasing me. But I will cry. I find somebody that wants to make it so bad. But the preacher tell me, I've come too far now. Oh, that smells good to me. Yeah, that smells good. I'll tell you one thing. If you want to make a sick preacher well, just act up in front of him. You'll forget every can say you
had. And that's true.
That's true. It's out of order, honey. Because it's bad now, honey. And honey, as you begin to put the honey out there and it goes through, you find that it can corrupt. I know you can preserve it alone, but put it to you. And you go back. Also, quicker, another thing he said, I want salt to go in that offering. And that is a preservative. You don't need leaven. Don't you do that? And we've got leaven everywhere. See, first in your mind, you see the leaven of the Herodians, from the Pharisees, and the Sadducees, and so on. So many things that are pumped up and added up and this and that. Oh, I tell you what, God made us healthy again. This woman won't. This will fight corruption.
Yeah.
You better thank God you got some preachers today who are still telling us like it is.
Wait. Amen.
Let me explain to you. That offering was not holy for enough. There was a precious portion given to God and the priest took some.
Right.
Yes, he took some. And this is what God wants to do to us today. He wants us to bring ourselves to him.
Wow.
Make us saints. You make Elder Tavis the best saint in this church.
Yeah.
Make up your mind and say, I want to be more for God and do more for God than I ever have before. I'll try not to give him any more words. Don't let your stubborn self stand in the way just because you have some little idea or some fear. You know the people who are still here? The people who never got mixed up in little old cliques and little old grumpy groups out here somewhere?
Right.
Most folks die along the way.
That's right.
But the reason you're going on, church member, is because every time you came to God, say, oh God, here I come again. I'm dressing like an holy dress. I said no to pornographic literature of the world today.
That's right.
I've kept my mind holy. I refuse lewdness and I refuse baseness. And I kept myself clean. And oh God, I'm in love with this city. I'm in love with you. I'm coming to pray and I'm coming to sing and I'm coming to worship. I don't know what you want to do with me tonight. If you want to rub me or dance me or stab me or walk on me and let me stay out and fall out in front of the doorway and let them trip over me. But I'm willing to come and be a not only doorkeeper but a doorman.
All right.
God, That's still not reasonable, sir.
Yes.
That's still reasonable.
Amen.
God, and I give it all to you. Praise God, and then here you are. And I want to give the preacher my support. Give him my prayer, my comfort. If he dresses my children down, I say, oh, hey, preacher.
Amen.
That's the way it worked me over when I was gone now.
Raise my hand for those of you.